Hello and welcome everyone to Leaders in Elder Care, the interview series designed to share with you some of the many people who are doing great things to change the face of elder care as we know it. I'm Ryan Malone, founder of Inside Elder Care and your host of Leaders in Elder Care, the show today. Before we start, I want to remind you to subscribe to the podcast. You can do so either at leadersineldercare.com by clicking on the subscribe button in the top right-hand corner, or you can also subscribe through iTunes via the normal subscription process. So let's go ahead and get started. Joining us today is Sheldon Crutchman. Sheldon is the Executive Director of Peacemaker Corps Association. Peacemaker Association is a California nonprofit corporation which has a curriculum that teaches at-risk youth how to resolve their problems in a nonviolent manner. It's a national organization that runs their programs in major shopping malls through the United States, and the Peacemaker Corps has NGO status at the United Nations, periodically running workshops and seminars at the UN headquarters in New York City. Mr. Crutchman worked also for Angel View Foundation. Angel View is a nonprofit organization that houses adults that have serious diseases and cannot be kept alone, such as spina bifida. He set up computer systems for the state of California, reporting purposes and working with patients teaching computer skills so they could better access the outside world regardless of their disabilities. And that's just a little bit about his nonprofit experience. From his professional background, though, Sheldon was a developer and the president of World on Wheels, which was an inner-city family roller skating entertainment center. And for those of you listening, I have deep and fantastic memories of roller skating as a kid. It was located in the inner city of Los Angeles, and World on Wheels has served the community as a wholesome family entertainment center for over 20 years. The center was the largest revenue-grossing center of its type in the United States, so obviously it gave a lot of kids a chance to have a good time. And Sheldon was also the chairman of the board and technological director of World China Trade, Inc., and developed the first interactive computerized global communication system between China and the U.S. So I'm going to take a breath because that's a pretty long and fascinating background. But how are you doing today, Sheldon?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Ryan.
Well, thanks for being with us today. And going back to our conversation that we spoke a few days ago, I'm really excited to have you on the call. And I'm really excited with some of the unique things that you're doing with the Peacemaker Corps because I think it's really unique. So let's jump right in. Maybe you can let everybody know what exactly is Peacemaker Corps.
The Peacemaker Corps was created and started about 10 years ago. It was a vision of the chairman of the organization, who was Carol Crutchman, my wife. When we built our roller skating rink in the inner city of Los Angeles, we got very involved with youth, and a lot of them were at-risk youth. And Carol felt, and I felt, that we should try to develop a program that would teach how to use words instead of violence to get done what you want to. And so she went off to Washington, and she presented it to HUD, our housing, and they liked the project, and they funded the project with $1 million. With Carol as the lead, I hired Dr. Richard Harris, a conflict resolution specialist, and they developed a very involved, hands-on curriculum. Then they went around the country, and they found mostly seniors and trained them as trainers to teach the curriculum. Then Carol went to the Simon Foundation, which is the largest shopping center owner in the United States, and they volunteered their malls, where the mall would provide a space for the training, which is 2 days, and then use the center court of the mall for a graduation ceremony where political people would be invited, parents would be invited, and some of these kids who never got anything would get diplomas and medals, and they became peacemakers to go out in the community to make peace.
Was that kind of a train-the-trainer model? Or?
Excuse me?
It sounds like you were training people to go out and train other folks in the community?
That's right. We trained a bunch of seniors to train the young people. And we trained about 1,000 kids in 10 cities.
Oh,
and
wow.
The administration... Excuse me, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Then the administration changed and HUD lost its funding and came to us and said, you know, it's such a wonderful program. Would you take it over? So 7 years ago, we founded the Peacemaker Corps Association, a nonprofit 501c3 corporation in the state of California. And 2 years after that, we were able to achieve NGO status at the United Nations. We started training kids in shopping centers, and we created what we call the Art of Making Peace Award, where we gave an award at the United Nations building to someone that we felt deserved peace for what they had contributed to the society. The program is 2 days. It's very interactive. The trainers, who are mostly seniors, go through a pretty rigid training program, understanding the curriculum. We're very, very well documented.
What does the curriculum look like? What are some of the topics, and maybe you can kind of highlight some of the things?
Yeah, I'll be happy to share that with you, if you give me 1 second.
Because I think, you know, while you're looking that up, I think it's, you know, I think it's fascinating because, in the United States compared to Europe and some other countries, you know, we tend to put aside the wisdom that many seniors have and the elderly have. And in many other countries, they've lived such, you know, broad life experiences that most of the younger population look up to them for some wisdom and some guidance on things that they've already gone through. And it seems like in the United States, a lot of times we ignore that great asset. So I'm interested when you talk about some of the curriculum. You know,
well,
two days is a lot of time. So I'm sure that you've done some fantastic training during that period.
The beginning of the curriculum is why we're here in the shopping center, and what are the crises of youth violence, and the numbers of what happens, and what are the effects, the challenges and the solutions, the purposes and goals, and then the key concepts in conflict resolution. A history of community mediation and conflict resolution, a framework for viewing conflict resolution, and a community conflict resolution plan, which everyone has at the end of the sessions. We talk about resolving issues. What is a conflict? And the types of conflict interactions, and the causes of conflicts, and our basic human needs. We talk about communication, the levels of communication, the benefits of effective communication. We teach communication skills, body language, effective questioning, types for active listening, 5-step conflict resolution model. And we teach diversity awareness. What is a culture? And how do culture and conflict react to each other? And prejudice reduction and bias awareness definitions and understanding yourself and tolerance. What is tolerance? What are the barriers to tolerance? How do you teach tolerance? And the culture awareness for facilitators. What are the ethics of being a peacemaker? And what are the characteristics of an ethical peacemaker? Then we talk a mediation process. Why do we use mediation to resolve conflicts? It's a summary of step storytelling, issues and needs, problem solving, recognizing and managing your anger. And then we talk about mentoring. What kind of mentoring, what it can achieve? What are the goals of mentoring? And how to organize your community? That's just some of the things that we talk about in doing the Peacemaker Corps curriculum.
Wow, that's really a packed couple days.
I could give you an example.
Fantastic. You read my mind.
We have a game that we play. It's an arm wrestling game. And we get everybody to turn around. There's about 30 students, and now they're arm wrestling. And we say to them, the one that touches the table the most, every time you touch a table, you get an M&M. So they start to struggle, and then they begin to realize that if they don't struggle, they just keep pushing their arm back and forth, they're going to get more M&Ms. It's very effective. And we talk about how they should feel about each other. And it's very interesting because when you get a group of 30 together, they start sharing. They start sharing some of their inner feelings and what their fears are. Because it's a very safe environment, and it's very interactive. We ask questions, and we talk to people. And we did one in Los Angeles in Santa Monica. And I organized from a youth center about 30, 35. And it was difficult because a lot of them said, why? Because originally all the young people came from public housing. And the seniors also came from public housing. They were the older people, and they were taught for the young people.
So you took them from the same community?
From the same community.
In
Santa Monica, it was different. And it took me a while to get them to understand it. And they begrudgingly decided to show up. By the end of the second day, we had 45 people. Because they would tell their friends when they went home at night.
Huh.
And it was really successful. I mean, we ended up with some people that really, really saved their lives. There were three of them that went through the program. One was a facilitator, a young woman, and two were Latino gang members. One was a young man named Brian, And Brian was thrown out of his house at 14 because he was banging it. He was tatted up, tattooed.
Uh-huh.
And he was an angry, angry young man. And I met him at the youth center, and it took him, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks to even approach me, or I could approach him, because I was obviously at least 40 years older than anybody there. And I was ethnically the only white person there.
Uh-huh.
But I like dealing with young people. So eventually he came, and I took him out to lunch. We had a hot dog, and he had a little book that was that he was drawing in. And I thought, he said, "I like to draw." Everybody thought this young man had a very low IQ, and his English skills were not good at all. And he was like, he came from a very poor family, and his parents and his family rushed him to go to work in a car wash.
Huh.
Or go to work in a restaurant cleaning tables, because that's all he could do. So one day, I took a chance, and I took him over to Art Institute in Los Angeles, and they really liked him. Well, 4 years from that date, he got his degree in graphic design. He now manages an Aaron Brothers art store. He's married and has a baby. And he's doing very well. And then there was Brian. And there was Omar. Omar was more computer literate.
Uh-huh.
But he was a tagger. Tagger is the ones that do all the graffiti.
Yep.
And they're very allowed to, they're very allied to gang members. And there was an old computer sitting there, and I said, he says, you know, what is that? I said, it's a computer. So I gave him a screwdriver. I said, take it apart. He said, everything? I said, yeah, take the whole thing apart. So he took the whole thing apart with all the parts, the motherboard and the peripherals and the cables, and he had it all on a table, and he said, what do I do now? I said, put it back together. And he put it back together, and except for one switch and where a cable fitted in, it worked. And it was like the happiest moment of his life. Omar now has his own computer company.
That's fantastic.
In the neighborhood, and he's the soccer coach for the junior league team at Santa Monica High School. And the third one that we worked really hard with was Leslie. Leslie's father died at 16, and she ended up in jail for a violent act. And she got very involved with the gangs. And she did go to college, and she got a minor degree, but she really was in bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I took her on personally because her father died, and I became, well, she went through the Peacemaker Corps. I just talked to Leslie today. Leslie now is a practicing attorney in New York. She was on Law Review.
That's fantastic. And I think you told me that when we first met that the law school that she chose was the most diverse law school in the country.
Most ethnically diverse law school in the country. And she's doing very well. And at the UN 2 years ago, we ran a seminar, the Peacemaker Corps, and we ran a seminar for 500 to 700 NGOs from around the world. And we brought those three young people. It was a very emotional time for me because I asked them, I tried to prepare what they would say, and
uh-huh.
we wrote all kinds of documents, and they wrote it. And the end result, the night before we were up all night, they said, look, we're just going to talk from the heart.
Right.
We didn't want to write three pieces of paper. And they told their story, and people were crying in the audience. And then they rushed the stage like they were rock stars.
That's really cool.
And one of the basic things that the Peacemaker Corps teaches is respect. No matter who you are, no matter what your level, if you respect somebody, you get respect back.
That's true.
And we have had a lot of success. Now, I can't say that everybody is all success, but we give them a book. I have another story for you from Omar. Omar lives in a gang area.
Uh-huh.
And he's on the street one night. He's got a hood over his head, and some guy comes up and pulls out a knife. And this guy had just gotten out of prison. And Omar's reaction before the Peacemaker Corps would be to pull out a knife, and somebody would be hurt.
Right.
But he remembered his Peacemaker Corps training, and he said, stop. And he started to talk to this guy in a quiet voice about what he was doing. And the guy stopped, looked at him, angry, finally turned around and left.
Huh.
And the next day, the guy showed up at one of the youth centers, and he looked at Omar, and he says, I want to thank you. He said, nobody ever treated me like that. He said, I just got out of prison, and I was on drugs. Thank you for helping me. That story is really on Important Story.
You didn't tell me that one. That's fantastic. So basically the model is, you know, some seniors got together, you created this curriculum, you trained, you know, primarily seniors that went out from their own communities and trained these kids to go through the Peacemaker Corps.
The Peacemaker Corps.
Give me an example of maybe you know, one of the seniors or one of the teachers and how they benefited. Because as I talk to people involved in elder care, one of the things that as you get older that you miss is this sense of purpose.
In Santa Monica.
It seems like this is perfect for it.
In Santa Monica, we trained a homeless woman who was in her 70s.
Wow.
And she became not homeless. She went to work. And with her was a younger man. He was in his 60s. His name was Eddie Goodman. And we trained him. And they now are in South Central Los Angeles, and they train all kinds of kids using the Peacemaker Corps and everything else. They use that training to give themselves a purpose. And, you know, 60, 70, that age is, I'm 73, and age is in your mind. I don't feel like I'm an old person. I feel like I'm a young person. Maybe my body isn't what it used to be,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like a young person. My mind is young. It's active.
Yep.
And the more I deal with young people, the more active it gets. And young people respect older people if they're kind and respectful to them. And they listen to them.
So where you mentioned earlier in the conversation, you mentioned that you had taken over Peacemaker Corps and you started the Peacemaker Corps Association.
Right.
Where do you see it going from here? So what's next?
Well,
you've obviously had a great deal of success.
We have a goal that we're working with right now. Now that we have a new administration, we feel that what's necessary are jobs, as you well know. And we feel that if we could train enough trainers and give them jobs to train the younger people, we would be able to offer employment to hundreds of people, maybe thousands, as it grew. So we're now working with the Department of Education and HUD in Washington,
uh-huh.
and we're working with the NBA, and we're working with the City of Los Angeles to start a program to train 1,000 kids and bring in maybe 50 to 100 trainers and pay them. And the City of Los Angeles has a fund for doing something similar, and we're putting together a proposal to do this right at this moment.
Hmm.
And that's our goal, and we'd oversee the program. HUD would probably run it, and we would be an advocacy group. And as it grew, we'd go outside the United States, and we'd train peacemakers all over the world. Because if we have peace in this world, it's going to be a better world. And we'll put all these people to work, all these senior people to work. I have a small story for you about seniors.
Sure.
I spent a lot of time in China, as you know.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the roller skating business. Well, here in the United States, except for the owner, most of the employees in a roller skating rink are teenagers or young people.
Uh-huh.
And you pay to go. When you go into a roller skating rink in the United States, which is very family-oriented, you pay when you go in to use the floor and the skates and so forth. In China, all the employees are senior citizens. And instead of paying when you go in, you pay when you go out. And they don't have any trouble because they have respect. The seniors fix the skates. The seniors do everything, including even being skate guards, because there's a lot of healthy people in China.
Mm-hmm.
So there's real opportunity here for seniors. Because seniors, what does seniors mean? It doesn't mean anything to me. You know, if you're well and you can walk and take care of yourself, you can work. That's what I believe.
Yeah, see, that's the misnomer about this whole thing is that, you know, Peacemaker Corps is a great example of how, you know, there's plenty of folks out there who, you know, just may be a little bit older than everybody else and have been, you know, labeled a senior. But at the same time, you know, they can go out and they can make a real impact in the community, which is, you know, one of the reasons when we first spoke that I was so interested in having you
and
on the podcast just because
of
the
social. And they could earn a living.
Yeah.
While they're doing it.
Yeah.
And not only earn a living, but feel good about themselves, feel good that they're giving back to the community, and end up with a whole bunch of new young people as their friends.
Yeah, and there's so much. There's a lot of research out there that shows that people that have purpose and, you know, feel like they're contributing to a greater good tend to be healthier longer. So from an elder care perspective, it keeps people independent for longer.
You have to. You have to exercise your mind as well as your body as you get older.
Yep.
You can't give up and say, well, what can I do? I have a 96-year-old mother who drives. She's a Lakers fan. She's a Dodgers fan. And she runs an organization that donates money for women and children around the world, and she's been doing it for 35 years. She's 96 years old, and she just works all the time.
And I was with you all the way until you went for the Dodgers instead of the Angels. But
well, you have to argue with my mother about that.
That's fantastic. So, so Sheldon, before we hop off here, can you, if people want to learn more about Peacemaker Corps or, you know, find out a little bit more about the great work that you're doing, what's the how can they find out more?
Well, the best way is to go to our website, which is www.peacemakercorps.org.
Fantastic.
And it'll explain a lot of stuff.
That's great. Well, thank you very much for your time, Sheldon. It's really been a pleasure. Obviously, we appreciate it.
One other thing.
Yeah.
I'd like to also give someone my email address if they would like to email.
That would be fantastic. Any way people can reach you would be great.
My email address is Sheldon, Sheldon, at peacemakercorps.org.
Very good. Very good. Well, great. Well, thanks again,
and
we appreciate you being on the show, and we appreciate you being a leader in elder care more than anything.
You have a nice evening.
I will. So for you listeners out there, a reminder, be sure to check out two websites, Inside Elder Care, which is a by families, for families approach to helping families with elder care issues. It can be reached at insideeldercare.com, and Portrait of Our Parents, which is a storytelling website designed to share all the memories you had as a child about whether it's a parent or portraitofourparents.com. Have a great day, and we hope you come back and listen again soon.